Hello? This is episode 11. Can you hear me, Jeff?
Yeah, I can hear you, sir. Yes.
Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
I can hear Jeff.
Oh, yeah. Perfect. There we go.
Now we're talking. There's a radio in the background.
That's now great. We're talking.
Yeah, I can hear some other guy.
Now we're talking. So it's April 10th, 2018, and this is episode 11. Last episode, I said it's episode 9. It was actually 10. So I was thinking about maybe doing that every time. So this is episode 10, which is actually 11. But no, this is episode 11. This is episode 11.
Awesome. That's awesome. 11.
This episode goes to 11.
All turns it all. Yeah, it doesn't just go to 10. It goes all the way to 11.
Mm-hmm. So, gentlemen, we're all together again.
I like this.
We're getting the band back together.
Quite literally. I said to Derek in the last conversation that we had here before we had you involved, Derek, that I'm like, man, getting the chance to hear you guys every week is this is good for the soul, you know?
Very good for the soul. It's like chicken soup.
Chicken soup. I remember a time back in the day when we were actually and I used this joke on the off and on, but it was actually one time you were expecting your first child, Lyndon, and you said that you were reading a book called What to Expect When You're Expecting,
mm-hmm.
and then you said to somebody so and so is reading this book, Jeff's reading What to Expect When Your Guitar Player is Expecting, that kind of thing. So I got a kick out of that one, and so I've used it a few times.
Good one. I didn't even remember that, but that I'm glad you brought that back.
I'm getting some mileage out of your jokes.
So I love it. Well, trust me, I get mileage out of your jokes too. I think I do more. I occasionally pull out the Johnny Carson and and I think Derek, you used to do like a Captain Kirk, like "Damn it, Jim," or something
Did
like
I?
That. Yeah. Yeah. Those were the days.
Oh man.
Woo. Well, and since you don't remember, I'm just going to take full credit.
Yeah, do it.
Yeah, he's like, do it, man. Go with that.
Pure Lyndon.
Indeed. So Dell, give us some words. What's going on? What's happening?
Just been kind of busy, you know, the house as usual. Last week we got two new vehicles. I was at the dealership for like seven hours.
What?
I didn't know it was going to be such a, yeah, I don't know what, 7 hours. Yeah, I don't know why it takes so long, but we traded in her Corolla for a CHR lease, and then I traded in my Ford F-150 for a brand new Toyota Tacoma lease.
Nice.
And I've decided leasing is the way to go, especially up north where you guys are at, but even still, I think a lease, if you can do it, is
where it's at.
You can't lose, man.
Two turntables and a microphone.
And by the time you pay, by the time you own your vehicle, by the time you pay it off, what do you have?
What do you got? Exactly. What do you got? What do you got? What do you got, guys? What do you got?
What do you got? What do you got? Nothing. That's what you got.
You got nothing.
You got nothing.
You got nothing.
7 hours. So 3.5 hours per vehicle. I'm just glad I'm just glad you weren't in for four vehicles, because that would have been a marathon.
I was 2 hours late for work.
Oh no!
It was kind of a little hairy, but it was. I had no idea it would take that long. You know,
it should.
About 10 o'clock, and so
what? What year was your F-150?
It was a 2006.
Oh, okay.
Oh, you got quite an upgrade.
I had 106. Yeah, I had 160,000 miles. I had a CD player, no Bluetooth technology. And now I have it all. I have a CD player and Bluetooth technology.
Yes. We're good.
But I will say there's still, you can totally tell the difference between a CD and streaming under Bluetooth. It's still night and day.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
For sure.
That's awesome. So.
Does
Linda's car have Bluetooth technology now, or?
She's always had Bluetooth technology.
Oh, good. Okay, so, she's ahead of you. Okay.
She's been ahead of the curve on that aspect. And then this weekend, we're celebrating our third anniversary.
Happy anniversary.
Oh, very nice.
And I've got and I've got 5 days off. So
are you going away? Are you gonna do a staycation? You doing anything exciting?
Staycation. I like that. Yeah, we're doing a staycation. We're going to go to a nice dinner on Friday and Saturday. We're going to go to Austin. There's a river in Austin that has the largest population of brown bats in the world, I think. They live in this bridge, and you go there, and you can go on a little boat cruise, and you can see the bats come out by the millions, and they kind of pee on you a little bit. It's a little bit of a mist.
Okay. Bat mist.
Yeah, it's a good time.
Bat mist. That's what I want to do on my anniversary.
Neat. Yep, ladies love that. Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
What's that scent? Is that brown bat?
Brown bat. Brown bat.
It's a mix of desire and brown bat is what that is.
That's brilliant. That's awesome.
Oh, man.
So well, congratulations.
Yeah, dude. That's great.
Thanks, man. Thank you. Yep. Been a long,
yeah, good thing you got the truck and the car today, because otherwise you'd burn up about one quarter of your vacation just getting cars.
Yeah, that was
No, that's awesome.
Thanks, man. Thank you. Yeah, no, I had no idea it was going to take that long.
It shouldn't. That's
yeah,
crazy.
That is crazy.
Especially when there's like no dickering going on because you're leasing. Just get it. Just give me the paperwork.
Yeah, that's the one I want.
Well,
that's the color I want. Let's go.
In all fairness, we didn't really know for sure what we were going to do. The lease wasn't due until June, but they kept on calling me and hounding me about these incentives and, you know, you need to get in here. And so we're expecting some big deal, but really they just, I don't know. I don't understand what the hurry was.
Did they throw in a cup holder or what do we got there?
Like a big gulp size.
I will say, they gave us a pretty good deal on my truck. I got a really good trade-in deal, I think.
Good.
And, yeah, we made out pretty good. I can't complain, but it just...
That's awesome.
It just was a long, tiring day at the Toyota dealership.
Hey, I'm glad you went Toyota. That's a solid brand. Good for you.
Very nice.
Yeah, it's a Texas thing, I guess, you know.
And Jeff Laffert. What's your story? What's other than Penny barking in the background, which is
what's
awesome.
What's been happening? Well, we're making great strides when it comes to renovations, so that's good. We're right at the end of this, I think. Within the next week or week and a half, we should have everything done and wrapped up. That being said, it's interesting to walk. Like if you go down our stairs, you make a right-hand turn, you go into what's my office, you'd make a left-hand turn, it would be where this apartment is. And the apartment's looking great. It's all, they're painting, they're putting the trim on, everything's getting done. It's pretty awesome. You go into my office, and that's where they keep the tools. So not a whole ton has happened in there just yet. So I'm hoping this is, like, going to be something they'll really get on in the next 24 hours.
Yeah.
And so we'll see how that goes. And once we've wrapped up our conversation, I've got to go downstairs and do just a little bit of soundproofing work around some doors. And I spent the day today routing all kinds of, like, where the fan for the vocal booth and how it draws air out, where is that going to go, and so you don't hear it and all this. Yeah, so that all got done. And so other than that, just lots, you know, work's always busy. There's always something to do there, and which is good because I like to get paid, and
being paid is,
you know,
so
paying
nice.
A mortgage is kind of a nice thing. Oh, yeah. So there's that. We still seem to be getting these really crummy temperatures, although it seems like that's the case across most of the U.S. except for Derek, who, like,
yeah.
Well, it was cold on Sunday. It got down to like 50. So
what?
Yeah,
you sufferers. Yeah. I'm so sorry. I am so sorry.
That was a shock. We were shocked. Like, wow, what the heck?
I got to wear pants. I can't wear pants.
I got to wear a sock.
No flip-flops or anything. Yeah. Like, what? Oh.
Right.
Yeah, man.
That's BS.
Do you,
I'd be complaining if I were you.
Do your ratio of pants to shorts out, like, do they outweigh each other?
Well,
or, like, how does that?
That's hilarious because that's true. But I pretty much wear the same camouflage cargo shorts every time. I can wear shorts, but No, for the most part, yeah. I have a lot more shorts than pants. Yes, that's
wow.
Jeez, yeah.
Easy. The short to pant ratio.
Oh, yeah.
Love it.
I love it. Yeah.
But that's good. I mean, I'm jealous. I'm jelly.
Probably 4-1, maybe, or 6-1.
4-1. 4-1. Wow. Wow.
Yeah.
That's a great ratio.
So yeah. So that's about. I mean, you know, honestly, that's it in a bloody great big nutshell. That's what's.
Are you guys at 45 degrees yet?
We are at. Well, I'm glad. Well, Derek, I'm glad you asked. It's currently in my silly town. It's I'm getting old, so I don't know how to operate my phone properly here. It's 39 degrees. Sorry, 32 degrees.
Oh man!
You know,
jeez.
We're sitting at a balmy 43 here.
Oh wow! Okay,
that's painful, yeah, dude. We got
up into the upper 40s today. By Friday, it's supposed to be 70. From what forecast have said.
I was talking to my mom about this today. Doesn't this happen every year? Or is this running? Is this running late? Or is this the usual trick for the north? Is it a little bit later than normal?
I think. Well, it is later than normal, and the winter has been harsher than normal. But once in a while you get a snow in April, but this is just crazy. Like we've had snow and sleet and thunderstorms and but the interesting thing is it doesn't feel like winter even starts anymore until about December.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. I mean,
we've had decent Novembers. So I don't know. The thing is you complain and then next year it'll be super mild and then, you know,
Yeah, man.
So anyway.
How about you? What's been going on, Lyndon?
Yeah.
Let's get the scoop on LP.
Come on. Yeah. So, spent 4 days in Chicago this last weekend, which was glorious.
Oh, cool. Cool.
Did get to see, I had tickets to two separate White Sox games. I got to see one of them. The second one I didn't get to see because of a mistake that I made. It was a fatherly mistake. I sent my daughter the wrong address, and she went an hour and a half away from the ballpark.
Oh.
And so by the time we realized it and got everything sorted and got through a few tears, it was about the middle of the sixth inning, and she was starving. And so I just said, hey, look, we're just going to go into town and get some brisket. So I have to make that up to her. But tomorrow we're going to go see a Bulls and Pistons game. So,
oh, cool.
That's pretty cool.
That's pretty cool.
But it reaffirmed that if I'm going to be in the Midwest, I want to be in the Chicago area because it's just so inspiring. There's architecture and diversity everywhere and music and great food.
Oh, yeah. It's great. Great town, man.
All the things. So, yeah. So I'm kind of working on that now, which is a good thing to work on. So, yeah, that's been good. Tonight I was working on buttoning up the composition for Senior Jealousy, and I'm feeling pretty good about where that's at right now.
Awesome.
Yeah.
And then...
that's great.
Yeah. Yeah, so... And I know, Derek, I've been promising you some things, and I've not been coming through, but I've got some things that I'll be sending you tonight, so...
Oh, we'll, good. I was going to ask you.
I'll make you happy.
I've got 5 days, and I want to stretch out my voice a little bit. I haven't really done any singing at all in weeks. So
no, we're gonna get it. You're gonna be starting to have loads to scratch on. So
okay, cool.
Because I got another one cooking up called Semi-Conscious, and then I've got another one. I remember, you know, I told you guys last episode, I think, that I've got a great chorus idea for. That one tune that's called, it's going to be called Restless. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's the one.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, there'll be treats in your, in the box folder there. And,
cool. Treats. And I like treats.
I love a good treat that's musical. I love a good musical treat.
Well, like I said,
something I can crunch on.
Hopefully, like a week from now, week and a half from now, this will be all in the can, and we can start cranking out some drum tracks again.
And,
yeah. Oh my gosh,
that'd be awesome.
Dude. Yeah, I'm like dying.
The burning question, though, is if they once they get to your office, where are they going to put the tools?
Hopefully, in,
that's where the tools go.
I'm hoping in their trucks, and then they go somewhere else. Is what I'm hoping for. But you know, I actually did say to the guys today, I think I'm gonna, like, I don't know what to do because I'm so used to now. Like, I work alone, and you know, my wife goes to work, and it's just me around the house all day, except with the dog. And so, you know, the mailman comes by and he'll give the mail and I'm like, whoa, where are you going? Hey, how are you? Have you got kids? You know, you get family? What's, how's your, you know, everything?
What's life like out there? What's going on in the outside
You know, that
world?
Kind of thing. Yeah. So it's, I'll hold him captive, that kind of, but all that. So how are the parents?
Yeah,
so these guys will come over and now I'll be working, but I can pop downstairs and, you know, hey man, how are things? And joke around with the guys, and so in another week and a half they'll be gone, and I'll have no one to talk to again. So that'll be a weird adjustment again for sure. But anyway,
that's why Penny's barking so much. You don't talk.
That's
to her.
That's what it is. You used to talk to me, but now it's guys. Anyway, yeah, but we'll get back on some music and yeah, man.
Oh yeah, it's gonna be glorious. There'll be some. Some good tracks happening
Trizax.
This year. Trizax on the reels.
Grill, you got a copy grill.
Yes.
Awesome. Cool, fellas.
So question of the day, because with this project in particular, movies have really played a role in forming and shaping like the sounds I want to go after, like the obviously Blade Runner 2049 is a big one, just like that futuristic feel but still very mechanical and organic. So I thought I would ask the question, like, what's kind of your all-time favorite movie? And I know that that's tough because there's a billion of them.
Whew.
But if there was one, like, if you were stranded on a boat with, and there's brown bats peeing on you, and on the other side you could only have one movie to watch, what do you think that one movie would be? Or it could be a series, like a trilogy or something. But
okay. Makes it easy.
Oh, now we just
now it's a trilogy. Okay,
right.
It's a trilogy. I'll go first to make it easier for you guys to be thinking. But for a variety of reasons, for me it would be Matrix.
Oh, wow.
Okay,
that's a good one.
The Matrix trilogy. Now, musically, that's just a bomb.
Oh my gosh!
I mean, the soundtracks, all of them for Matrix are just so good. And like when you're watching the movie and like you know, Rage Against the Machine comes on, you're like, you just want to, you're just in the movie, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
you're feeling what that actor's feeling or actress. Yeah. So there's that. Matrix is also special to me because my brother-in-law that we actually lost in a car wreck back in, I think, 2004.
Oh, man.
That was, the Matrix movies were like our thing. Like we would go see those and then talk all about all the philosophical things that are going on in it and stuff like that. But so that kind of has like a sentimental thing, but yeah, just the costuming and the filming and actually even just the whole concept of what's going on there, which I think is pretty brilliant. I feel like those movies will stand the test of time. Like we could watch them in 10 years or in 20 years and it'll be like,
right,
this still feels, you know, legit.
Yeah, absolutely.
I also think that Keanu Reeves has really one acting mode in that particular role fit him really, really well.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was good in that.
He was really good in that, and because that's what that role called for. But he's just kind of pretty.
Yeah, I think he does have kind of the same. Because I don't know if you've seen John Wick.
I think I've seen the trailer. Movies, yeah. He ends up being the same actor.
He's not a character actor.
No. No, but
that's not him. Well, I like him though.
But the whole like red pill, blue pill thing, I think is really cool, really sweet. And then
the whole Morpheus, and all that Oracle,
and the fact that he had to, it was kind of like your hero's journey where it was like something's put upon you, and then all of a sudden you're on this journey. And you don't believe that you're the hero, and then finally you get to the point where like, oh, I'm the one. Mm-hmm. You know, right. That was, just brilliant. I think I liked them in the same order that they were released. Like the first one was the best, the second one was the second best, and the third one was the third best, kind of in my opinion.
Yeah, I'd agree with that.
But they are. I mean, I would watch any single one of them. And
oh yeah. Sure.
And you know, musically, like even some of the stuff that we're working on, it'd be like, because it's big, it's powerful. You got the organic and you got the electronic, and then a little bit of sinister going on in there. And just remember, digging it.
And it's in Chicago. A lot of the scenes in Chicago.
There you go.
Like that aspect.
There you go. Bringing it full circle. Yo.
Wabash and all that.
Yeah.
Or is that how you say that? Wabash.
I think it's Wabash. But
so
I'm going with Matrix. It's tough for me because there's other quirky movies that I like. I love a good Wes Anderson movie, which I'm so glad that Isle of Dog is out, and I'm gonna go try to see that this weekend. Isle of Dogs. And by the way, the title is Isle of Dogs.
Okay.
But if you say it, together real fast, I love dogs.
I love dogs.
I thought you said I love dogs. Oh no way!
One of my favorite films of all time is Fantastic Mr. Fox. I didn't realize that I was watching a Wes Anderson film when I was watching that, and then I have since become a huge fan of his work. Royal Tannenbaums and Moonshine.
I've always wanted to see the Royal Tannenbaums.
Oh, so good. Hilarious? Oh, dude.
I've been wanting to see that I need to put that on my list.
Do not pass go. Do not collect $200. Go watch that film. It's a classic. Now, you have to be in the mood for quirky humor because that's Wes Anderson, but it totally works. And he's so good.
Very cool.
I got to say.
And of course, you guys know I have a huge affinity for the Blade Runner movies. Huge.
Oh, yeah.
But I think I got a nod to The Matrix, though, because it was pretty formative for me. So cool. Anyway, I'm done.
I just want to say that storyline blew my freaking mind. That storyline was so
absolutely
amazing.
Absolutely.
That was probably what I grabbed on so too much. Outside of the visuals, but just the whole concept was just...
Oh, it was amazing.
It was new, you know. Yeah,
absolutely.
I don't know. I don't know if you've seen the Animatrix at all. Have you seen the?
That sounds very familiar.
It's all animated parts of the story, but it kind of breaks down a little bit more about what's going on. And
I need to go back and watch that. I think I have seen that.
No, I believe that like the agents are actually droids. They're actually like robots. But they themselves, they're actually physical machines, but they themselves in virtual reality or the Matrix are just plugged in, which is kind of a weird concept when you think about it. But you might see more of that in part three. You actually see more of the machines, I guess. It's been a while since I've seen all three, but.
You're right, though. The whole concept is just so well done, and there's a lot of philosophical stuff going on in that.
Absolutely,
I love a good. I love movies that kind of tap into that philosophy thing. So,
I mean, when I saw them all plugged into the little pods and the, you know, as batteries, when they're like batteries,
scene
just blew me, just wow.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, because. Because at first you just see Keanu, like you just see Neo, but then like they pan back and there's all of them, and it's like
awesome scene.
Yeah, amazing. That felt like me at Caterpillar, like with all like we're all just going in and plugging in so that Caterpillar can use us as batteries.
Yeah, basically.
But anyway,
basically.
But I digress.
I mean, that's true.
So, all right, I'm going to spin the wheel, and it goes to Derek.
I have to say. I mean, it, probably Tulsi Clark for the third time.
Wow.
Ooh, that's gonna be my good. Right.
Yeah, good choice.
I just saw the 40th anniversary edition at the theater last year, which is really cool to see. But yeah, I mean, I grew up with that movie. That movie just has always stuck with me.
Yeah.
Now the ending's kind of drags out a little bit, I guess, but it's still awesome. You know, the whole sequence of sounds and, you know, when they're trying to communicate with the aliens.
I love that.
When the ship responds back and it's like this huge tuba and it blows all the windows out and yeah.
I love that myself. Yeah. But anyway.
Yeah. So just the scenes and Richard.
They're like a whole horn section. Who knew? I mean, I'm sorry, I interrupted you. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, that's okay. It's okay. It's okay. The movie's great. The acting's great. Richard Dreyfuss is great.
Yeah, he is.
Just the whole. What else can I say about it? It's just a great film.
Yeah, I totally
visuals
agree.
Are amazing, and
it was way.
I could watch it. You know, I've probably seen that movie more than it. I don't know. I don't.
Probably I can't believe
bit,
40 but, years, dude. That's crazy. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That thing was way ahead of its time.
And I've always wanted to see Devil's Tower. I probably could just go there and stare at it.
Yeah.
I agree with that. It's an amazing look.
And where is that?
Yeah.
I mean, it's Wyoming.
Okay.
And there's some weird people out there, like flat earthers maybe, that believe that it's actually an old petrified tree stump of a giant tree.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a theory you can find on YouTube. You want to do some research on that.
Mm.
Rest assured that both of our Facebook pages have that link on it right now.
Yeah.
You can do a little research on it.
That was brilliant.
But that's my number one.
Yeah, I don't blame you. That's a great
pick.
That
is a good pick. Yeah, man.
And like, I love Star Wars movies because I grew up with them, but I think I think I'm more of a fan of the Star Wars characters, the toys, the universe, than the actual movies.
Yeah,
I'm not like a freak where I've just sat and watched the 4, 5, and 6 over and over and over and over and over.
Yeah.
But I collect, you know, Darth Vader type things, and I like the Death Star. But I think it's all absolutely. Just part of my childhood, you know.
Oh, for sure.
Go ahead.
And the fun thing for me is that my kids were like 4 and 5 and 6 when the prequels were coming out, and then I got to catch them up 4, 5, 6. So my kids love my daughter has a tattoo of a lightsaber on her right arm.
That's cool.
That's cool.
Yeah, Kylo Ren's lightsaber. And her boyfriend, and then my son. They're and actually now he over the Christmas break. Shay met his girlfriend Claire back in the fall, and one of the things he said was, "Okay, you have to catch up now on Star Wars." Like she had never seen them, so now all of them are into Star Wars. They love them. They even watch like all the animated ones, and they tell me a bunch of backstory that I don't even know. So,
oh, that's very cool.
So we have watched 4, 5, and 6 over and over and over again, but we also, so Shanna saw 8, the one that has just come out. Gosh, I'm going to get this wrong, but I think she said 11 times in the theater.
Wow.
Yeah. It's a commitment.
Yeah. Oh, it sounds like it. That's crazy.
Yeah. So we're Star Wars. And I love Star Wars too. I mean, for me, it's nostalgia. Also, I remember that was one of the first movies I was able to go to. And my dad took me, this was back when, you know, I was in a very legalistic background and we weren't even supposed to be going to movies. And my dad took us or took me. And I was so grateful because I wanted to be Luke Skywalker when I grew up. I still kind of do. So, yeah. But anyway, cool. Okay, so this leaves you, Jeff.
Well, you know, I got
it's a bit of a toss-up because I would say I've always loved Hunt for Red October.
I think that there's a lot of really silly one-liners in it that are great. I like the music. And I would say there's a bit of a nod to some of the Leader Dogs stuff from back in the day, where there's some of that. But I would say that that's a good one. But probably my favorite of all time would be Heat, with Robert De Niro and Al Pacino. And you guys still there?
Oh, I am. Okay. Yes, I am.
I don't know if you've seen that movie at all, but
I don't think I have.
Oh my gosh, the writing is great. The storyline is fantastic. I mean, they have all the there's so many lines that I've pulled out of that movie that I, you know, were at, you know, at different points in my life were like words to live by. This was just it was absolutely amazing. So it's just a great, great film. Great film.
Huh. Well, I wonder when that one was made. Is that like a 90s film?
It was made. It may just be, actually. Let me just look that up. Heat.
Gosh, I can't even place it. Like, I must not have
seen it. It was made in 95. It's like a crime drama where they do it's like these guys who are all a bunch of cons go out and pull out some big heists and stuff like that, in and out of prison and that kind of thing. They do that. And so they all, so De Niro is he's the thief and Pacino's the cop, and they end up meeting each other, you know, and they have coffee together and they, you know, discuss kind of how things could go down. If, you know, do I have to take you down or do I have to take you down? And what happens now that we've met? Is this going to be it? Oh, you just got to see it. It's just such a, it'll suck you in. It's a great movie. Great storyline.
Well, then there it is. I'm going to have to put that in Netflix and mark it.
Yeah, dude. Weekend. Honestly, that's absolutely one of my, like, if it's on TV, I can't pass that one up. I got to see it. If it's, it's fantastic.
Cool. I'm going to check it out. I don't know. Have we lost Derek? Are you there, Derek?
Oh, it sounds like he's working.
Oh, that's probably, that's fine. That's fine.
This is the cool part. This is how many parts.
Well, cool.
Awesome, man.
Yeah, he's working. I hear him like that. He's doing stuff.
He busy.
You guys, guys.
No worries.
All right.
No worries. So you missed Jeff's pick, which, or maybe you didn't, but he said Heat. Yeah, there
Have
it
you
is.
Seen
there
that
is.
Movie?
With Val Kilmer?
Yeah. Yeah, that's it.
Oh.
Whoa. Derek's in the Matrix.
That's exactly what it's.
We kind of lost you, Derek, and you sounded exactly like you were in the Matrix.
Really? Hello?
No, he still is.
What? Oh yeah.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, I've seen it probably a few times. Very good movie.
Yeah,
I'm a huge. All right, cool. I'm a huge fan. So anything De Niro or I'm gonna like it.
Yeah, he has this one line that. I used to, you know, I just loved back in the day. And he says that when the two of them get together, and he says how do you live? You know, what's the discipline? And he says Pacino or De Niro, who being the thief, he says, you have allow nothing in your life. You know, have no attachments, allow nothing in your life that you cannot walk out on in 30 seconds flat if you spot the Heat around the corner. And I remember that just being like, at the time, that was just. I love that. It was powerful. It just sounded amazing. And it's such a crazy, that's the discipline, but you know, it's just such a crazy way to live that, it just blew my mind. I loved it.
Very cool.
Wow. That's good. I feel, like I've missed out all these years now and I need to go back and watch that.
Yeah.
I don't know why that one hasn't been a thing, but I'm going to go watch it. And then if I'm watching it and I'm like, oh, yeah, I've seen this, then I'll let you know.
Sure.
But,
yeah.
Sounds good. Because I like all those characters you guys just, or all those actors you just named off, too. I love those guys. So.
Yeah, definitely.
I'm a big De Niro
definitely
fan.
Definitely worth a watch, for sure.
What about Casino? I'm sure you guys have seen Casino, right?
Oh, yeah. Casino's great.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
Love me a good Casino.
Oh, yeah.
Oh yeah.
So, well, have you guys? I gotta ask a quick question here. Have you guys seen? I'm embarrassed to say I've never seen any of the Godfather movies.
I haven't.
Neither have I.
Never sat down and watched all 9 hours of it.
You know? No, because in that time, I could probably get me a couple Toyota trucks or something.
Yeah, probably.
That's 2.5 vehicles right there. Like, man.
Yeah. No, I haven't either. And, you know, it's one of those things where if I haven't after all this time, like, and my life feels fairly complete, and it's a 9-hour commitment, I probably won't. But I don't know. Who knows? Maybe one day I'll have the flu and
That's for all three parts. But I think they're like 3 hours. I mean, like 3 hours.
Yeah.
Well, we should talk about the prequels sometime. That would be a good. They're Star Wars prequels. I like to talk about
that's
that.
That's true.
Yeah.
Because I hate the prequels. So let's.
Yeah. Oh, for real. Yeah. I mean, if
oh yeah. Oh, for real. Absolutely. Horrible.
I mean, the only reason I'm glad that they exist is because they end up getting us to these sequels.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Because I feel like if those weren't made, then they probably would have never gone now into 7, 8, 9. And I like how they're doing 7, 8, 9, where they're using a different director each time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And they feel a lot more like 4, 5, 6.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, I think. I think everybody. Everybody
from our generation, like, I don't think anybody. There's very few people that like many that like the prequels or anything about them. I've tried. I've watched a 3-hour fan edit. I still struggle with it.
Same. I've tried too. The only reason that like my kids like them, like I know Shay likes some of the prequels, but it's only because of nostalgia.
Yeah.
Because those were his early day movies.
Right.
Like he was 6 or 7 when those were coming out.
Right.
You know?
Right.
And that's like when I went to see Star Wars in the theater for the first time. I think it was in 1976. So I would have been 5 or 6 years old,
right.
And then it came back out in 1977, and I would have been like either 7 or 8 somewhere in there. But but they also have held up over time. Like they stand the test of time.
Oh yeah. Like, and it really doesn't, I think it, and it just, it's a testament to good writing. Like I think that because the obviously special effects come and go and things get better and CG and all this and that, but the story carries it so well that it doesn't matter. Like to me, you'll see, I don't care what the explosions are. I don't care what happens. The story just carries it, and it's powerful, and it's so well written.
You know, it agreed. I agree on all accounts, except for what you said about CG, because CG does get better, but I think CG made Star Wars worse.
Oh, I agree. That's what I'm saying. Yeah, I agree. Yeah.
Yeah. Because then they abused it, too. It was like.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
He went crazy with it.
It's almost like, well, we're going to do this
whole
because
new,
we can,
whole new technology.
Instead of what's best thing for the story here.
Absolutely.
And let's face it, Jar Jar Binks.
Oh, dude.
Come on.
Just
that
bad.
Was like jumping the shark right there.
Just
so.
Bad.
Yeah.
Fun fact, I don't own all, but I own most of the toys that I have ever owned since I was a kid.
That surprises me.
I have tons of stuff. So,
wow.
Which includes all my Star Wars stuff. So I have like the original Millennium Falcon. I have like all of my Star Wars stuff. All the original like Darth Vader and all the all those.
Damn.
Like all of them still kicking around and they're all
that's
still
awesome,
in
man.
Pretty good nick. Yeah, they're
dude,
all
that's
still
pretty.
Pretty
awesome. Is it,
some
is
of them
pretty
are
clean.
You know,
is it?
Pardon me.
It's a good, pretty good condition.
What was that, dude? Yeah, I think so, for the most part. Yeah, I mean, there's still, here and there. It's still from, late 70s, but it's, they've managed, pardon me, they've managed to go from, house to house and so on. And but yeah, I've got like a whole big, all of that. But anyway, all that said, I hear you. Star Wars is, it's amazing how much that played an amazing role in most of the people I know, their lives. Everybody loves Star Wars. Those who don't are, they shouldn't even look in the mirror because they won't have a reflection.
They really should not look in the mirror. That's,
No reflection.
Yeah.
No
reflection.
Soul. That's it right there.
No soul. No soul. All right, gentlemen. Yeah. Well, that's a good episode right there. There's some good meat
there's some nuggets.
There. Yeah, nice nuggets. I'm glad. I like to catch you guys off guard with the question because it really makes you kind of think on the spot.
I'm horrible at that.
Granted, I get the opportunity to think in advance, so I'll, you know, whatever one of us
can. Your answers are all contrived and perfect, and you've got like.
I was reading off a script.
Oh, right.
I was reading off a script. Like, no, I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
Awesome.
I'm kidding. All right, guys. Cool call. Thanks for your time. And this will be posted up here in a few minutes.
I like it.
We'll do it again next
time.
Thanks
for doing all this, man.
All right, guys.
Yeah, absolutely.
Awesome.
It's all fun.
Yeah, no,
awesome.
Yeah.
Have a good one.
All right, guys. All right. Bye-bye. All right, guys. Take care.